Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Bechayrus Daf Mem. We begin at the Mishnah, which is around 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. Further on the list of blemishes, which will allow the Bechor to be shechted anywhere due to being unfit to be processed as a korban. Says the Mishnah, Engloy le beitz. So the beitzim are the testicles of the Bechor. He doesn't have any. Engloy beitz. Oy engloy le beitz achas. Or he only has one instead of the standard two. He's a blemished Bechor. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, it really depends on the compartments. Typically, you have two kisen, two compartments, one per beitz. So take a look at that. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, yesh le shnei kisen, if you notice two compartments, then you know, yesh le, that he has shnei beitzim. But ein lo shnei kisen, he doesn't have two, rather only one. Ein lo beitz achas, then you know, he only has one. But if he has two, you don't need to. Go inspect and check. You can assume two compartments correspond to two units. Rabbi Huva Omer, it's not so simple. If you don't notice the second one, you have to inspect him. Rabbi Huva Omer, Moishivoy al akuzoy. You sit him on his on the back, right? Al akvoisov. Right, his lower back area, you inspect, you feel around the area, so you hope there is a beitza there. In fact, it should come out. But if it doesn't, says Rashi, if it doesn't move, it doesn't come out through this inspection. Even if he has something stuck in there, it's not where it belongs. And it qualifies as imum. In fact, mas, there was a story as such. Shemichol yotze, they poked around and it would not come out. Nishchato, v'nimtzis, dvuka b'ksalim. So they proceeded with the shchita, assuming that, no, it only has one egg. And they discovered that it was stuck to the sides there. So it existed, but it was stuck inside. B'hitar v'kiva. Kiva says you can eat the b'char anyway because, as Rashi says, it's the limum, despite the fact that it was discovered, because it's the wrong place. V'asar, Rabbi Yechman Nuri says, no, you can't. Ultimately, you discovered it. He has two. That's not a mum. Okay, let's return to the Tanakhama. We started the Mishnah by saying, if he's missing both, or only has one, either way, it's a mum. Now, once you say one is a mum, of course, if he's missing both, why do you have to repeat both cases? Hashta, look, ein lo beitz achas. If he only has a single, amrus, you're telling me havi mum, it's a mum. Ein lo klami, but if he has none, of course, it goes without saying. Why bother mentioning? Chasur mechs rachitoni mishnah is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words, and you read it like this. Rachitam, ein lo shtei beitzim b'shtei kisim, elo b'kis echa. First example is, he doesn't have the two beitzim in two separate compartments. They're concentrated in one compartment. So he has two, but they're in one compartment. Inami, the second example, shnei kisin, ubeitza achas. For he has two compartments, but only one beitz. Okay, so in the first example, he has two, but they're in one, or maybe he only has one kiss. In the second, it's just the opposite. He has two compartments with one beitz. Or beitz achas. I raise a mum. Either way, it's a mum. So the chiddush is, even though he has two compartments, but if the beitz has only one, he's a bal mum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer says, no. Yesh le beitz kisim. Once you see two compartments, you can be sure he has two beitzim. You don't even have to check. Ein lo kis echad. But if he only has one compartment, kimi shein lo beitza achas dom, it's like only has one beitza. So going to Rishmol, it's all about the compartments. Two is okay, one is not. V'os Rekiva lemeimar, comes from Rekiva and says, look, you can't know unless you check. Just because he has two compartments doesn't necessarily mean, doesn't confirm that he has two beits. You have to have him go through an inspection. Put him on his backside and you check the area. There's something there, you hope it comes out. And like we said in the Mishnah, if it doesn't, then he's a Balmum. In fact, they once tried and didn't come out. Called it Rekiva, he's a Balmum. So the Shechita that happened, you know, out of the Mikdash is valid. Called it Rabbi Yechman Nuri, no. Ultimately, he discovered the Beitza. He's not a Balmum. Tanya, we have a story. Amar Yesi Maisa with Piron. Shobes Manachem. Rashi learns it's the name of the town. Tosis has a girsa b'parah shel beis Menachem. There was a cow of beis Menachem. In any case, it had this type of condition. One beitza was not really visible. Shemiyechal yatzis. They checked it. They inspected. They moved it around, and they didn't find any. So one was missing. V'nishchato v'nusas dvuka b'ksolim. After shchita, they discovered the beitza stuck to the walls of the inside. Kiva says it's okay, as per his opinion in the Mishnah. So although it was there, but it was dislocated, Rabbi Yechman Nuri said it's no good because ultimately you discovered it. Amalar Rabbi Yechman Nuri. So Rabbi Kiva turned to him. He says, "Why are you forbidding him? Why are you banning the shechita? Ad masa at the machala? How long are you gonna? How much longer are you gonna be?" Causing financial harm, b'chala mamon yisrael, causing yidden undue expense by forbidding their shechita. Amar loy Rabbi Yechman Nuri Rekiva, so he responded, Rekiva, and you're feeding them something forbidden. Ad mosi at machal yisrael nevelis. Until when are you gonna keep on feeding yisrael dead animals? Ask Sigmar, what do you mean? It's not nevela. Nevela is love mishcha shechte. Wasn't it shechted? Talking about b'chardah was shechted. It's not el treifos. Instead of nevela, he said treifos. Well, it's not a treifa either. Loy is a treifos, so it's not treifos. Ella, rather, what he said is an mos atem achel yisrael kachem b'chutz. How much longer are you going to be feeding Israel karbanos that were shechted outside the mikdash, such as this b'chor, which, according to my opinion, wasn't allowed to be shechted outside the beis hamikdash? Continues the Mishnah. Ma bal chomesh raglayim. Okay, so the Bukhar has five legs instead of four. And the Gemara explained, we're talking that it has an extra hand, you know, from the front. Hashem le l'shalosh, or he only has three in total, so he's missing a hand. V'sher raglav kluto is shulcham kishachamor. Or if the bottom of the leg, the hoof, they're joined, instead of being split, they're joined like a donkey. V'ashachol, v'akosol. These are also blemishes. Meaning, ezer v'ashachol, what defines a shachol? Shnishmata yirechay. His hip was dislocated. V'akosol means sha'achas v'irechayim gavoyis, one of his hips is higher. So they're misaligned. Amar ravuna l'shtonu ala shachasar v'yasar v'yad. When the Mishnah speaks about five or three-legged, we're talking the extra or the missing one is up in front at the hands. In this case, although it's a balmum, but it's not a trefa, it's not critically wounded, aval boregel, but if the issue is in the hind legs of the animal, in this case, it's worse than just a balmum. It's a trefa. Trefa, I mean, you can't touch it. It's trefa. Why? So when it's missing, then it's a trefa because it's missing the whole, hip area, that's a serious condition. But even when there's an extra one there, it's called yoser. When we have an extra limb, a critical limb, which is extra, cannot odom. It's as though you're missing a limb, because it overloads the animal. And the extra is like it's missing. The halacha is that when the animal's missing a leg, it's a treifa. Okay, so certainly when it's missing, you're missing the leg, which is a treifa. And even when there's an extra one, it says, oh, it's missing. Because it waters down the whole animal, it's overloaded. Amra papa leitema. Over to the next mom, the joined hooves. Don't think, just because the Mishnah compared it to a chamor, that has to have all the characteristics of a donkey hoof. Round and complete and not, you know, supposed to split. That it's round and also not split. Only then is it a mum. No, you don't need both features. Since they're round, that's enough. That's sufficient. Afakab leistikin, even if they're split, like a kosher animal, but the roundness is a mum. Vashachav akosel, that too is a mum. Ezeo kosel, ezeo shachal. What are these terms? Tanur Rabban. Ezeo kosel, ezeo shachal. Shachal means shnishvata yirecha. That is hippo, is dislocated. Kosel means sharagloi echad besecha kosel. Ragloi echad agamia kosel. His behind legs are misaligned. One is in the right place in the kosel, and the flank, the side there, and the other one is coming out from a higher point. Tana. This refers to the pasuk which mentions mumin of sarua v'kolot. What are these two? Hasarua v'kolot. Sarua is a shenishtaver le'irechay, that one of his hips is larger than the other one. He is disproportionate in his hips. Kolot means shiraglav klutos. The bottoms, the hooves are whole as opposed to split. Kishol chamor, kishol sus, like a donkey or a horse. Continues the mission. Nishbar etzem yadai, etzem ragle. So the hand, the bone in his hand or his foot broke. Aval b'sheinu nik, even though you don't see it on the outside, but you know it's broken, it qualifies as a mum. Mumin elu mana ilo. Ilo was a mum expert. We had his name a while back. He enumerated all these as mumin b'yavna, in town of Yavna, in front of the chachamim, and they took it at face value. They accepted the list. V'hoidel chacham, the chachamim agreed with him. But he attempted to add three more, which they gave him a hard time. V'hoid gimul hoisav, he attempted to add three more conditions which he considered blemishes. Amr loy, to which they respond, loy shaman, we never heard of those. Elos elu, only the earlier ones. Which three did he attempt to add? Number one, shegalgal einoy ogoil kshel adam. So his eye is round, similar to the human eye, which is unusual for an animal. Number two, pibdemik shel chazir, his mouth resembles the mouth of a chazir. Third, vishenitel roiv hamadaber v'lo shoynei. So the part of the tongue that's detached, the moving part of the tongue, which is called medaber, which by a person helps them formulate sounds and words. So most of that section has been removed of this animal. All of these are considered qualified blemishes. So initially Chacham resisted, but then Bezn Shlacharei and Amru, they later Bezn accepted it and agreed, Amru, that in fact all these Hareze Mum are considered Mum. Let's go back to the first item. His broken hand, broken leg. It's not visible. Why if it's invisible? Is it a mum? A mum has to be visible and seen from the outside. Mum ra, right? Amar papa. It doesn't mean that it's not noticeable at all. You don't notice it on its own. You don't see the breakage. But you do see the animal being unable to work. Aval nikar machmas malacha. He can't work because of this break, in which case that qualifies as nikar. He lost his function, he lost his ability to work. That's considered a revealed and visible mum. Mum and elam manavachu. Then he added the three that we mentioned. One is the round eye. Why is that unusual? Lamemer, do you mean to say it love hani urche? It's not usual for an animal to have a round eye. Raminu, we have a kasha. from a Gemara, in the Hamapeles, a woman miscarries something which appears to resemble min behema v'chaya v'oyif. It doesn't look human-like. It looks more like a behema. Bein t'mein, whether of the unkosher type, bein t'horin of a kosher type. What's her status? Is it treated like a birth regarding the days of tumah and days of tahara, which follows the birth of a human? Yep. Im zachar, if it was a male-looking creature, teshav lezachar. She observes the days of a zachar birth. Im nekeva, if it was a female variety, teshav nekeva, she observes as though she gave birth to a nekeva. If it's unknown, in yudua, well, she has to observe both, l'chumra. Teshev, l'zachar nekeva divrei, whose opinion, Rabbi Meir? Why? It's not a human birth. Vama rabba, barbara chana, there's enough similarities between the animal and the human. Am Rabbi Yechon, my time, derameh, why? Is considered a formal birth. My time, derameh, hoil bit galgal enek agu shal adam, because his eye resembles those of a person. They're both round, so we see that there's some resemblances, and therefore he says it's close enough and qualifies as a birth. Clearly, he has a round eye, and here we're saying round is unusual. Am Rav Yosef, it depends on what part of the eye. L'kasha haba uchma, haba chivra. There we're talking about the black part of the eye, which is round by an animal, round by a person, but here in the Mishnah, where round is a mum, bechivra, we're talking about the surrounding white of the eye. That's not meant to be round by an animal. It's meant to be more oval shaped. And if it's round, it's a mum. Pigamik shechazir. Second mum that he mentioned was the mouth of the bachar resembles the chazir. Now, chazir's mouth has two features. It's round, and the upper lip, the upper jaw, goes past the lower. Amar Papalei Tema, don't think that it has to have both similarities to be qualifying mum. The shapet is round, the porus, and also sticking out. Look, even the porus, Avakav the shapet, it's enough for it to be sticking out from the top, even if it's not round, close enough to a chazir and semum. V'shinitel Rebbe Madabashal Vashaynai. So most of the moving part of the tongue is missing. That constitutes a mum. Masnis and Mani, who's speaking in this Mishnah, whose opinion is reflected? Rabbi Yehuda Sanya. We find that Rabbi Yehuda likewise reckons with the moving part of the tongue. Veshenita Reva Loshein, most of the tongue is missing, is a mum. Rabbi Daimer, doesn't have to be most of the entire tongue. It's enough for it to be Reva Medaber, the speaking part of the tongue, Shel Loshein. Umasa says the Mishnah Mashalechia Tachtein. In this case, the lower jaw, lower lip was sticking past the upper. What do we do? Vishal. Ramulil is the Chachamim. About the status. Now, typically, a story is coming to back up a halacha. Which halacha was stated? Which prompted the story? My Tana. What was taught? The Tani Umasa, which prompted the story. Since we had in the earlier Mishnah, Piv Daim L'Chazir. According to Ila, the mouth resembles a chazir, which means the upper one sticks out. Upli Rabban Ali, Rabban disagreed. Alay the Rebbe, or the Rebbe Ila, Kamrinan. So now comes the follow-up. He pleaded Rabban Ali the Rebbe. When did Rabban disagree? Besvasi El Yoyna, Devsa Tachtoina. When the upper lip sticks past the lower lip. That's subject to disagreement. Aval shach tachtoin, but if it's the opposite, the lower is going past, is sticking past the upper one. Harei zemum, that certainly qualifies as a mum. All agree. Masa nami, we turn to the base, for which we have a story. The story shalechia tachtoin, lower jaw, lower lip, was sticking out past the upper one. Oidev al yoin. Now that Shaul Rav Shim Gamliel Chachamim, he asked the Chachamim their opinion, but when they respond, there is a mum. Of course, it's a mum. Ask the Gemara, why is that considered? Why do Chachamim consider this case a mum, where the lower lip is sticking out past the upper lip? That's a mum by a behemoth? V'hagabi adamu disnan. That mum is said regarding the kayin. If he has that condition, he can't serve in the mikdash. Because a kayin, he has to have standard features. We have a mishnah, svasa el yoyna, oidevas el tachtoyna, the upper lip sticks out past the lower, or in the reverse, oisha tachtoyna, oidevas el yoyna, or zimum, that's a mum. That's only because he's a person. Gabi adam. Who, by a person, is considered a mum, d'chsid, because there the pasuk says he has to have standard features. He has to match the other kohanim. D'chsid, ish mizera aron. He has to look like the other kohanim. Ish, a man sheshava, who is equal in his appearance, bizarre shel aron. But if he has this type of deviation, disqualifies him from avodah. Avol bebehema loy, but it's not a mum by behema. It's not an absolute blemish. It's not something which qualifies as a mum. Amar papa lekash. Here's your answer. Hod is be'etz. And now Mishnah was speaking that the bone, the lower jaw, is sticking out. That's an issue even by behema. Oh, the less be'etz. The Mishnah there that this mum is only by a person. That's when there's no bone. It's just that the flesh, the lip, is sticking past the longer than the upper one. So only by adam it's a mum, not by behema. Continues the Mishnah. Oizen hagdi, so the ear of the goat, which was doubled over, shasa kfula. Ear within an ear. Omr chacham determined like this. Depends. Manshu etzim echad, if it's comprised of one bone, a bone over here doesn't mean, it means the cartilage, the stiff part of the ear. So it's really one unit just folded over. That's a mum. But bismashu etzim, it has no bone, meaning if they're totally separate, it's like just a double layered ear. Not the same cartilage doubled over. That's not a mum. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel Omer, he adds another condition regarding a tail. Znam Agdi, the tail of the goat, Shudayma Lashel Chazir, similar to the Chazir. It's also a mum. Vishaimbo Shalish Chuli, it's too short, doesn't have three sections. Hareza, that is a mum. Ton Rabbanon, here come additional examples of mum. Piv Balum, he has a bloated mouth. The raglav and vlam is bloated legs. So it depends. Mach masaruach, if it's due to some sort of cold, a temporary condition that swelled it. It's not something which is permanent. It's gonna fix itself up. Mach masa etzim is a mum, but if it's due to an oversized bone, that's a mum. Ozna kfulois, doubled ear. B'chas chasus achas, if it's one cartilage folded over, it's a mum. But b'shtei chas chas, it's two separate cartilages, just double layered. That is not a neimah. Rung li leimer. Zdam agdishu daim el shachazir. If his tail resembles a chazir, Amar Papa, once again, Amar Papa comes to clarify it third time today. It doesn't have to match on both elements. Like teim the ktina. It doesn't have to be thin like the chazir to qualify. El the kricha, as long as it's round. I'm going to look at maybe if it's thick. The roundness itself is enough resemblance to the chazir which makes it imun. Ashein ba shalish chuyos. So if the goat's tail is less than three sections long, that's a mum. Amar Rav Huna, Bigdi, Shtayim, Hariz a mum. So Rav Huna explains that by a goat, two sections is a mum, three is okay, Shalosh ain't a mum. But Tle, by a sheep, it's one more. Shalosh Hariz a mum, just three sections is a problem. Arba ain't a mum, it's four, it's okay. Mesi, it comes a kasha. The Bryce explains, Bigdi, that's by a goat, Achas Hariz a mum. One section is too short, but shtayim enum, two is okay. But tle by a sheep, shtayim harizim, two is a problem. Shalosh enum, three is okay. And that's a kasha on Rav Huna. We see that according to Rav Huna, by a goat, two is too short. And in this price, two is okay. Two to the Rav Huna, it's a refutation of Rav Huna. From the price that clarifies, then in fact the Mishnah is only talking about a sheep. And that's why it needs to be longer, but by a goat, even two sections is enough. And the truth is, Rav Huna masnisnat yisei. Rav Huna was sort of misunderstood the Lashna of the Mishnah, misled by the Lashna of the Mishnah, which threw him off, so to speak. Because he thought when the Mishnah requires three sections, that's by the goat. Because the Mishnah started with a goat, double-eared goat, right? So he thought the whole Mishnah is about the goat. He was sub in the ratio, but he thought that the opening halacha in the Mishnah is talking about a goat. Seifinamimdi, likewise, the second part, but the length of the tail is also by a goat. Hence, he concluded that three sections is a mum. But it's incorrect. Reisha, Begdi, Vesefi, Betle. The Mishnah is talking about different types of animals. We start with a double-eared goat, but the conclusion of the Mishnah, which requires three sections, that's by the sheep, by a goat, it can be even shorter, as per the price. Next Mishnah. Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Chanin, Eimer. We have other conditions that we need to discuss. Eshia Belos Beinav. So he has some sort of war, some sort of growth in his eye. V'shenivkam etzim yodi v'ragli. So some of his bone of his hand or foot got chipped. And we see it's visible, it's missing. V'shenivrak atzmi shel piv. Or his jaw, broke, came apart. Eina achas gedoyla. He has jumbo-sized eye, b'chaltana, or a mini-eye. Ozne achas gedoyla chaltana, big ear or small ear. B'mara, something which is visibly out of proportion. I'm a little bit mida. Not talking about, measuring it and discerning size through measurement. That's to be visibly, noticeably out of proportion. Rebida Omer, likewise, shtei beitzav, it's two beitzim. Achas gedoyla, k'shtem b'chaberta, if one is double the size of the other one, that's a mum. V'loi, hoidle chacham did not agree to that. It doesn't qualify as a mum. Now comes a kash, lemeimro, diabelas habimum. Do you mean to say diabelas, this flab in his eye, is considered a proper mum to allow shechting the b'chur without hakrav and the Beis HaMikdash, or a minimum of a kash from a Mishnah coming up soon, which gives us an interesting list of imperfections which, they don't allow us to shech the behemoth on the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a proper, perfect carbon, but you can't shech that outside the behemoth. It's not really a serious mum. So it's sort of in limbo. Ve'elu she'en shech nalei in the following conditions. This allows shechting the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, Le'be Mikdash, but Le'be Medina can't shech that outside either. It's not a proper mum. Examples are Baal Gorov u'Baal Yabeles. There you go, Yabeles. It's not considered a proper mum, as opposed to our Mishnah, which listed it in the mum list. Ask the Morbet Hisbra, how can you suggest that Yabeles doesn't qualify? It's a pasuk. Hoksiv Yabeles by Raisa. It's a pasuk which speaks about a Choretz or Yabeles. How do you reconcile this apparent contradiction? Elay Kashi, you have to answer like this. Hab Gufa Yabeino, the Mishnah later, it does not reckon it as a mum. It's talking that the growth is in anywhere in the body. Haba Einoi, our Mishnah speaking, it's in his eye. That's more severe. That's a real mum. As per the pasuk, which considers Yabelos a mum, ask the Gemara. The pasuk doesn't specify where it is. Michli look hakra stoma. The pasuk is speaking about just Yabelos. Mali begufay, mali beinoi. Whether it's in his guf or in his eye, it doesn't seem to make a difference. How can you differentiate? Okay, so basically, if it's not a mum on his body, it's not a mum on his eye, and vice versa. Elay kasha, so you have to answer like this. Ha, the ispa'etz. Ha, the lespa'etz. Yeah. It's anywhere in the body, right? But if it has a bone, it's covering a bone, so it's a significant, particle. It's not just a flab of skin. That's what the pasuk meant, that Yabelos is a mum. Ha, the lespa it's. In the Mishnah, here, we're speaking that it has no bone, not covering a bone, it's just a flab of skin. Okay? So we make that distinction. Now let's go back to the pasuk and the two Mishnahs. The kra, the ispa etzim, the pasuk, which consider the abelas as a proper mum. Location irrelevant, wherever he is. this batsim, it's covering a bone, so it's an extra piece of, that's a mum. Masnisen. But the two Mishnayis, ours and the next one, the less batsim, is without a bone. So now, location is important. Our Mishnah is be'ene, it's in his eye. Have a mum, that qualifies as a mum. It's in his eye, the critical area. Begufa, love a mum. The Mishnah later is talking that it's somewhere else in the body, it's not a mum. So you can't shech the bachar, you know, anyway because of that. Says the Gemara, but it still disqualifies him from hakrov in the base of Mikdash, right? Mishnah says you can't bring him in the Mikdash. Why? Because he has a little flap of skin on his leg. But less la'etzim begufa, if it's on his guf, and it has no bone, why is it psula? Why is it puzzled for hakrov? Look, tiltubam, which is a flap skin, why is that a mum? It's not, we even have a Mishnah later, it's not a mum. Relezo oimer balei hati lulin. Those that have these little hanging flabs of skin, psulim ba'adam, piece of coin he can't serve, okay, because he's not standard. Ukshem rebehema, but rebehema is okay for a krova. Elo, rather, we have to say differently. Idi v'idi be'inoi. Our Mishnah here, which considers it a mum, Mishnah later, which is not a mum, was speaking that it's in his eye, v'lekash, and here's the answer. Depends where in the eye, on the black or on the white. Habba shachar. And now Mishnah is in the black, so it's a mum. Habalav, the Mishnah later is in the white. Vayimum Balavan, says the Gemara, but still. I don't understand. If it's in the white, just ignore it. We have the halacha that we learned the other day. Ain mum Balavan, it's a braisa. There's no mum in the white, it's just the fat of the eye. That wouldn't be an issue. You could even shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. Ella, rather, here comes the final resolution. Idi v'idi. The Mishnah later, which says that the Yabelas qualifies as a disqualifying element for Hakrova, but still does not allow the Bachar to be shechted anyway. It's not a real mum. Idi v'idi. And also the Braisa, which speaks about discounting blemishes in the white of the eye. So the beloved, both speaking about in the white. Vomer Shlokash, Shlokash will explain like this. Here's the answer. Mishnah later, which does not allow this Yabelas in the eye to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, the Isbosir. It's growing some hair, so it's not proper, it looks ugly. So it's not proper to take it in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's still not a proper mum. So you can't shecht it outside the Mikdash either, until it gets a proper mum. Ha, the Lesbosir. Whereas the Braisa, which says, don't worry about things in the white, so much just a word of something that doesn't have any hair. So it's not a disqualifying element at all. Okay, so they're talking about in the white. But here comes the third prong, our Mishnah, which qualifies Yabelas in the eye as a mum, is talking about in the black of the eye, the critical part of the eye. So in this case, it certainly is a mum and allows it to shecht it anywhere. She has a big jumbo eye, Tana. It's as big as a calf, it's really big. Tana. How small is small? Kishal Ava is like a duck. That's a mum. Ozna achas gedoyla, huge ear, a small ear. Rabida adds the beitza is double the size of the other. Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, even if it's a beitza super sized, it's not a mum. Ad kama, how small can the smaller one be? And still be okay. Tanya, Acherim Oimrim, Afil Eina L'Shneel Kepul, even if it's the size of a bean, it's still Kshir. Continues the Mishnah. It's not the eagle. The calf's tail, if it's short, Sheina Magas La'Arkoiv, doesn't even reach the connector with the leg connects to the thigh. That's a mum. So basically there are three main sections to the hind leg. There's 1, 2, 3. We're talking about the connection between 2 and 3. So further up, 2/3 way up on the hind leg. If the tail doesn't reach there, it's too short and qualifies as a mum. Amar chachamim, no way. Look around. Everybody has short tails. When they grow up, their tails grow with them. Kol marbis agolim kein. Most calves have short. Kol zman shiyu megadlin hinu tachis. As they grow, their tails grow too. So it's not an issue. Is there an arkiv she'amru? Now, which arkiv, which joint are we talking about? the connector, the joint between the coolis and the shaykh. So basically, we said there are basically three sections, starting from the bottom up, 1, 2, 3. So it's between 2 and 3. That's the joint that we're talking. Tano, we turn to the next amud, which explains further. Kafetz, kafetz elyon. Kafetz is the connector, the joint, the upper one. Below, kafetz atachon is supposed to the lower one between sections 1 and 2. It doesn't have to be that long. So even if it just reaches section 2 and 3, that joint. Konegdoi, correspondingly, begomal nikar by a calf, you see that joint, it sticks out, and that's the one we're talking about. Okay. You know, it's just one more piece here, which sort of concludes our whole discussion. Al-Elu Mumin Shechten Zabachar. So the aforementioned list, a qualifying Mumin, which allows us to Shechten Bachar wherever. And it has another application as well. Psula Mikdash Niftan Aleim. If this were to be found by a regular carbon, a shlamim, or whatever, which is blemished in this manner, you can Shecht it, you can go redeem it. Now, it seems to be a repetition because we started pretty much with this statement at the beginning of our list, the beginning of the Perek. So why repeat it? Hosulamli, why add this point? Hotanli Reisha, this is how we started the Perek. Al Elu Mumin Shecht Sabachar. Here comes a list of Mumin which allows Shechit of Bachar. It's Revet Strichalai, the point was a second thing. That has the other application as well. Psula Mikdashin, if not Leyen. So we're trying to apply it to other Korbanos regarding redemption, hence the wrap up. Hanami Pshita? Well, of course, it's obvious. Look, if these women allow you to Shech the Bukhar anywhere, of course, you can go redeem a Korban, which is less, you know, pronounced, so to speak. Hanami Pshita, Mishchat Shechtin, if you can go actually Shech the Bukhar outside the Mikdash based on these women. Mifrak Mebaya goes without saying that he can go redeem a carbon when it has these blemishes. Ella, I did a ton of shloisha. The reason why we wrap it up this way is because remember we had those three conditions. Hoysef that Elo was trying to add. Varmagle Shamanos El Chacham responded by saying, no, we only know the other ones. So they disagreed. Uktani. Vaasi the Yechida. And then the Mishnah continued with other examples which were presented by individuals. Now we're not sure, are these universally agreed conditions, or are they just individual opinions? Because asan lo bekulu, and that's why the Mishnah comes back and sort of wraps it up, sort of anonymously, as a consensus. Aleilu, mumin, so regarding all these conditions, they are indeed accepted mumin, Shechten Sabachar, and also Psalm Magdash and Niftan Aleim allows you to redeem a carbon with these conditions. Okay, so I'm not sure we have a long list of conditions which qualify as Mumin for Bachar, for Karbonis, the missing Beitzim, the dislocated Beitzim, extra leg, the missing leg, broken bones. Ila was adding three more which were rejected, and then they were accepted by the Chachamim. We have the mouth appearing like a chazir, tail like a chazir, the hooves like the chamor, with Rapapa's explanation. As long as there's one, you know, matching element, it also qualifies as a mum. We have the length of the tail, of the goat, of the sheep. We have the whole discussion about the yabelis, which qualifies as a mum, which doesn't, which is sort of halfway. And we had tail of the eagle, and the wrap-up on the whole list. Okay, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.